When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, authentic influencers, here we are on episode 86, and I am really excited about today's episode. Of course, we're always excited about every episode, but this one in particular, because this is one where I'm really hoping it's going to inspire you and show you what is possible. I've been trying to find some really amazing people that we can interview and bring on the show to help give you inspiration, to give you hope, to show you that this is possible, especially with everything that is going on right now in our lives. There's so much craziness and uncertainty, but it's amazing to know that we have a profession that it grows when times are hard, and it gives us an opportunity that we can share with people, and it's people who may not be interested in what we have to offer are going to be interested now because of everything that's going on in the world. So I am so excited to share with you the interview I had with Jed. He is an amazing network marketer that's been doing this for a really long time, and he has some really great pieces of wisdom for you. So I'm really excited to dive into his interview. Before we get into that, I want to do a shout out to our listeners who are leaving reviews for us on iTunes and just say thank you so much. We do read through all of those. I really appreciate all the love and support. It really helps us going and keep going and doing these podcasts for you and to help you be able to make an amazing business in network marketing. All right, let's jump right into the interview with Jed. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited today to have Jed. I forgot to ask how you say your last name. I'm going to say it
okay,
wrong.
It's okay, bro. It's Buena Luz. Buena Luz.
Yeah, totally would have butchered that. So excited to have Jed with us. He is like one of the top leaders in network marketing and has been doing this for a long time. And I never would have guessed you've been doing it for as long as you have.
People ask me all the time. They, you know, the first question they always ask, Brooke, is how old are you?
Well, you look like you're 20, so.
I know. I mean, you should see me with a hat on. And when I'm at the airport and I sit in an exit row seat, they card me.
Are you really over 18?
I am. I actually, my birthday was last Friday, a week ago, and turned 33 years young. And I've been involved in the industry 14 years.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, let's talk about your journey. Like, what got you into network marketing? And like, I mean, you have to love it if you've been in it that long.
You know, it is a love and hate relationship. And I don't even like to use the word hate because it's such a powerful word. However, it's been an incredible journey for me. First of all, I just want to give it back to you before we even go into that. I appreciate you bringing me on your show. I appreciate you just reaching out and giving me the platform, giving a lot of network marketers the platform to be able to be on your show and to give value. Appreciate what you do for our profession, and I don't do a lot of these interviews, so we're gonna really totally wing this. So
that's right.
Just getting to know you over this last couple minutes here. I know you're a blessing to the profession, and so we are grateful, and I know a lot of the viewers will get a lot of value out of what you do and what you're going to continue to do. So thank you so much for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
I've been involved in the profession 14 years. And you know what? It's been a crazy journey. And I don't want to talk about I became successful overnight, because that's not true. 14 years ago, I was working 3 jobs and I was going to school full time. And I was working for a bank. And during my lunch break, my cousin gives me a call and said, "Hey, we're going to a meeting tonight. Leave your credit card at home." And he said, "We're going to leave early, but they're going to try to sell us some stuff. And I just need you to come with me so we can leave early." And at the time, I had no idea what he was talking about. And we get to the event. We get to this gathering. We would call it a home event back in those days. And I caught the bug. You know, I caught the network marketing bug. I mean, that was the day I just felt like the aha moment happened. And it was as the presenter started to finish and my cousin said, "Hey, let's go. Let's get out of here." I said, "Did you not hear what he said? We got to get started right now." And, you know, I have to give my cousin a shout out, Mike. Because of him, he opened the doors for me to be a part of this profession. And it's been a blessing and an incredible ride. But it took me some time to learn the skills. It took me some time to develop the mindset and just the ability to really understand what this whole thing is. The personal development side, the growing your influence and growing to become a leader. And you got to work on you before you do anything else. And so that was 14 years ago. And fortunately enough, I found some mentors and studied under certain top income earners in the profession. And by the grace of God, blessings came and doors opened. And now, fast forward after 14 years, it's expanded into 70 plus countries around the world. So I'm super grateful for it, you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you studied under some top earners. What would you say are like your 2 to 3 takeaways from learning from them that you're like, okay, like if you just implement these like 2 to 3 things, like you're going to be good?
That's a tough one, because every mentor, there's a joke that my mentor used to say, you know, mentorship's like a buffet. Just go ahead and choose what you want and decide if you like it or not and come back. And it's difficult, because in the beginning of my career, I didn't know how to make it work. It actually took me 6 months, Brooke, to get my first check. 6 months, you know, and I remember getting that check in the mail, and it was a check in the mail. It was a deposit. And I was walking away from the industry because I didn't know if it was going to work or not. And I got this check, and my check after 6 months was $1.78.
It probably cost them more to print it and send it to you, right?
Yeah. You know, I think at the time you can't even send a check for under $2 back in those days. But I got this check, and I just remember going, "It works! It works!" And I have to tell you, I'm so grateful for my mom, because I was in a travel company at that time, and my mom wanted to come to San Diego. And she lived in Alaska. And I said, "Oh, Mom, I'll take care of it. You know, just give me your information and I'll book your flight." and months later, I get this check in the mail. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, it works. It works. If I just do a little bit more, this could turn into $10. And maybe $100. And so it's been a while since I even shared the details of that story, but I'm super grateful for my mom. I mean, I think that check became my, like, one of the defining moments and that aha breakthrough of like, okay, you know what? It does work. I just have to learn how to do it. I have to learn the skills. I have to, you know, study under somebody. And so one of my first mentors with a gentleman named Carlo Corsami. Unfortunately, he's not in the profession anymore, which is super interesting why he's not. And I think I I think at that time in my life, and that in the beginning of my career, I learned underneath him. At the time, we weren't doing Zooms. We weren't they didn't have this platform. And he just taught me the many things that what network marketing was at that time. And he was talking about how we were doing hotel events and office meetings at that time. And he was sharing with me that it's a show. And it doesn't matter if one person shows up or nobody shows up. It doesn't matter if it's all brand partners or distributors, or you got two or three guests that have seen it and they haven't joined yet. It doesn't matter. It's a show. And when you're in front of that room, you have to entertain them. You have to make them laugh and you have to put on a show. And I didn't know what that meant at that time. However, I loved coming because I would laugh. It would like make my day. That evening I would go to the event and it would just make my day. I would learn some information. And so I started studying how he presented and how he really interacted with the crowd. And I learned in the very beginning was the person in front of the room makes the most money. You know, that's what they said to me back in those days. And I said, okay, the person with the marker makes the most money. So I decided to just say, you know what, let me record what he has to say and let me duplicate that. Let me duplicate it. And obviously that wasn't the best duplicatable system at the time to copy someone who's a great speaker. But one thing I learned in that process was it didn't matter what you said. I just began to realize that it was timing in somebody's life, that if they were going to join or not. So you could have the best speaker and best presenter, because there were nights where he was just amazing. And I'm thinking all of my guests was ready to get started. and afterwards, they would like, I think that was scripted. I think that was, you know, he was too good. He was too salesy. And I said, are you kidding? I would have joined again. And there were times where the speaker wasn't so great. Matter of fact, the testimonials, some of them would mess up and everybody would join. So I began to realize that there was a unique balance between being a great speaker in front of a room and being normal and just being yourself. And so that put me in a path of a journey of, wow, I got to study people. I got to study how people think. I got to study, you know, our product is people. Ultimately, you could have the best services, best products, best weight loss, best nutrition, best digital product in the world. But if we don't know people, you know, it's going to be very difficult to go out and build a massive team. And so the company, their product is their product. You know, us representatives, us distributors or affiliates, our product is people. And the more we get to know more about people, the bigger team we'll have, the bigger growth we'll have, and the more impact we're going to have with people. So that was what I would say, Carlo, and you can't find him anywhere. And the second gentleman was Eddie Freeman, is one of the, to me, one of my mentors even today. Eddie changed my life. Actually, you should have him on the show because he's amazing. Eddie is by far, in my opinion, the best professional network marketer that I've been around when it comes to recruiting, and one of the best trainers I've been around. And he still does it today. He's been in the industry over 30 something years. And Eddie taught me systems. Eddie taught me that people need to know that they can go do it. You can't make things complicated. You can't make things, you don't need to wow people during small events. And you gotta give them simplicity. That's what creates duplication. And so that was like 13 years ago, Brooke. So I'm trying to go back in memory 13 years ago. And so there's so many more. I could tell you so many more mentors that I've worked under personally and who showed me certain ways. And you know, you got to take pieces and, you know, from different leaders. And so that's what I could tell you there.
Awesome. Yeah. So from everything that you're saying, like the number one thing that has made you successful would be studying under mentors that have helped you. Would you say?
Yes. There's so many ways, because it comes down to mentality, right? It comes down to mindset. And then you got to have faith. You got to have an incredible level of belief. And then from there, you got to grow your skills. You got to double down on the skills, because the more the more you develop the skills, it becomes a muscle, right? It becomes, you know, repetition is the mother of all skill. Jim Rohn used to say that. The more you do it, the better you get, right? Practice is the father of all learning. So the better you are and the more you do it, the more confidence you're going to have, the more belief you're going to have. You look at a mechanic, you look at a chef, you look at an athlete. They do the basics every day. They're constantly growing. They're constantly doing the basics. Any professional athlete out there, before they go out and play the game, they're practicing. There's no off season for most of these guys. You look at a chef, they're always cooking. If they're not at the restaurant, they're at home. You look at a doctor, you know, always growing. So you have to continue to keep growing and growing and practicing. And so, yes, you gotta find a mentor, you know, and then from there, you gotta double down on your belief, you know, and belief is an interesting thing because it's based on who you're associated with. It's based on who you're around. You know, your current results is dictated by the way you think. By the way you think is dictated by your environment. And your environment creates that belief and who are you around. Jim Rohn loves to say, who are you around? What do they got you saying? What do they got you doing? What do they got you looking like? What do they got you thinking like? And so belief comes down to the ultimate, who am I around? And the more I'm around successful leaders, the more I'm around mentors, the more I'm around an environment where people are winning and people are encouraging each other and people are uplifting each other, the belief level goes up, you know? And I think this is just, this could go into any environment. It doesn't have to be network marketing. You know, you go into a team. I used to be an athlete, and if everybody on the team doesn't believe they're going to win, if everybody in the team doesn't believe that they can win the championship or win the game, you know, that level of belief will go down. So being challenged by belief. But yes, mentorship really has changed my career. It's changed my life. And so and I'm sure there's people on your show that are looking for mentorship. And you provide that based on this digital platform. And so when you find somebody that exactly has what you want in life, not just the business, but in life, hold on to that and do whatever it takes to just get their attention and do whatever it takes to just learn under their wing. And there's a time and season for a mentor to show up, and there's another season when they have to leave and you have to get mentored by somebody else. So yes.
Right. Right. Well, when you were talking, it reminded me of a story. I'm pretty sure that it was John D. Rockefeller that this the story is about, but they said to him, like, if you lost all of your money, what would you do? How would you get it back? And he said, I would work really, really hard and I would save up $500. And as soon as I would have $500, I would go to a restaurant and spend $500 on a meal. And they're like, what? Why would you do that? And he said, because then I'd be surrounded by the people who could afford $500 for that meal. And he said, just by being around those people as much as I could, that's the thing that would take me to be able to make the money back again.
Mm, amen. So that is like, preach it.
Yeah. Yes.
That right there is such a nugget that if people are listening to this, that's such a huge nugget. That is, it's the law of association, right? Mm-hmm. It's the law of proximity. I find it funny. I find it interesting when I'm around successful people that are winning in life, people that have high achievements on a spiritual level, on a materialistic level, on a business level, in the relationship, my vibration goes up and the energy goes up. And I honestly think bigger. Mm-hmm. And my belief level goes, oh my gosh, I can do this. Because when you see it around you, when you feel the energy around you, you just go, I can live like this. And sometimes you have to put yourself in that environment. And in the beginning, it's uncomfortable because you're like, I'm not used to this. This is not for me. I'm used to something else. And the more you put yourself in an environment like that, I used to honestly go to hotels, Brooke, that I knew was exactly what you said, $400 or $500 a night. I would just go there and I would dress up. I remember this was years. I'm going back into 13, 14 years ago. I would go back because they taught us to dream build. They taught us to sit in cars that you dream about and take a picture. And so that right there, it creates a mental image and picture in our minds. And when you're around that environment, your vibration goes up. And when your vibration goes up, people around you, you start to attract who you are, mm-hmm. who you are. And when you start becoming this and it becomes normal in your daily life, you will attract the people that you dream about, but because of who you are. It's the person you are inside. So yes, John D. I love it. I love it.
There you go. So there's your story for today. That's awesome. Well, if people are interested in getting to know a little bit more about you or getting in contact with you, where's the best place that they could go for that?
Just Instagram. Okay. Facebook. It's Jed Buenaluz. So JedBuenaluz. I'm the only Jed Buenaluz in the world.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I know, right? It's an interesting name. And just Jed Buenaluz. And they can feel free to reach out. I do a lot of Instagram lives. And there's value there. There's value in content. But I'm an advocate for the profession. I have so many friends in many different companies. And so one thing that people know about me is I won't, if you're my friend, I'm just a huge encourager of whatever somebody's doing. So if they're in a service company or they're in a product company, I'm a big encourager because I'm a believer in abundance. You know, we could all win with 7-8 billion people in the world. I'm a big believer that, hey, whatever company you're planted in or whatever company you're with or whatever, you know, system you're working with, you know, plant yourself there and prosper where you're planted. I'm a big believer in that. And so now after 14 years, I built these awesome relationships and friendships with people that I've never worked with in network marketing, but they've just been like friends of mine because we just kind of grow up in the business and we bounce off ideas and they're winning in their business. And some of them have moved on to a different company. I'm just a huge encourager, whatever their heart tells them to go do. And so yes, Instagram or Facebook.
I love that. Like there's so much power in community in the people that are trying to do the same thing that you're doing.
There is huge power. One of the biggest things that I've learned through time now is just being surrounded. We talk about association again, the law of proximity, being around people that are winning in our industry. However, they're in different companies.
Mm-hmm. Oh and, yeah, for sure.
And obviously it takes time to build that trust. You know, you don't overnight just become their friends and bounce off ideas. Now, some are like that, but it took some time to build those relationships and trust. Now it's like, it's so powerful because like I said, that energy just brings you up. I'm sure you're around certain people or people around you, Brooke, their energy just goes up and a little bit higher and uncertainty gets there into their mentality and it becomes this level of belief that they become unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I love that you mentioned like being around people who are in different companies because there's so much power in that. And I think especially for people who are like just getting into network marketing, they're really nervous to like go talk to other companies because they're like, what if they try to recruit me and all of this stuff, you know? But it always brings me back to the story of how FedEx got started, which it was Fred Smith who started FedEx. And he was looking at what other industries were doing and doing well and how he could apply it. And he looked at the Federal Reserve on how they were cashing checks and how all of the checks had to go to one place and they got cash and then everything got sent back out. And so that's how he created FedEx. Like everything goes to, I think it's Missouri, something like that.
Wasn't it two industries colliding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like he learned from other industries and like he revolutionized the way that people send packages. And so something that is very common knowledge in one company could be revolutionizing in another company. And you won't know that until you start networking and talking with people in other companies. So
absolutely. And if you don't mind, can I add on to that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that, building relationships with other leaders in other companies. It is a fine line of I would encourage you to go do it, but I would also encourage you to be careful who it is too as well. Because in our industry, it's like telling a network marketer not to recruit is like telling a football player not to hit somebody.
Right.
Right? It's like telling a hungry kid not to eat that ice cream or that piece of cake and you're leaving out, you're going out for an hour and coming back that cake will be gone.
Right.
The M&Ms will be gone. And so I watched this TikTok literally yesterday, and the mom was like, hey, don't eat any M&Ms. And mom goes out for 30 seconds, and the little kid promised, I won't eat any. And the moment the door closed, she started eating one or two M&Ms. The mom comes back in. It was all on camera. And the mom goes, did you eat any? She goes, no. And so one of the things that I learned is yes, going to networking events. Yes, growing yourself as a person. But those relationships will naturally develop based on the person you are. Mm-hmm. Based on the person you are. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of leaders out here who, even for me, am very careful of plugging some of the team members into certain systems, certain leaders in other companies, because ultimately we're in a relationship business, right? And I know it from an abundance standpoint, it doesn't matter, because you're gonna have that mentality to become successful. However, if you're new, just be very cautious of who you want to listen to. Make sure they have a track record. Make sure they have a sincere heart. Make sure that their value system applies and relates with your value system, because there are a lot of, I'm not saying a lot, there are people out there that will do that and at the same time, you know, have an intention to maybe get you involved in their company. So just be very careful and be very cautious. Hey, listen to Brooke.
There you go.
because it is powerful. The law of proximity is powerful, and just whatever company you're with right now, that's the company that you should go rock in. That's the company that you should go build. That's the company that you were put in this situation, in this place. So just prosper where you're planted. And as you continue to grow, you watch the people around you. You watch the networks that you're going to go establish in other places. And so I just encourage you that if you do go out and ask for mentorship in from other companies or other leaders, just make sure that you believe in the company you're with.
Mm-hmm. Totally,
yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great advice.
You know, Brooke, I don't do these a lot. It's interesting. I don't. I rarely do them. And so when you reached out and your team reached out, I said, you know what? Let me get on. And I want to add one thing to your viewers if they're listening. You know, in this time right now with what's going on in the economy, it's tough. It's hard. There's a little bit of uncertainty around the world in 150 plus countries. And if you are in online marketing or affiliate marketing or network marketing or whatever industry you're in that has to do with people, this is the time to really, number one, grow as a person, grow skills, grow a new level of skills. And then number two is a time of connection, seeing how people are doing. I think right now, because people are in our industry and network marketing, they're just spamming a lot of friends and family about what their product and services are. You know, I learned years ago that this business is all about relationships. You want a $1 million business, you got to have $1 million relationships. And what better way, what better time, if we look up on the positive side of everything, to build relationships in this time, to be able to reach out to a friend that you haven't spoken to in 5 years, in 2 years, in 1 year. And I know some viewers of yours, Brooke, are probably asking, well, how do I go do that? How do I go reach out to some friends? Because I don't want to make it seem like I'm reaching out to them and then, you know, pitching them my product or service. Well, the first thing you should do is have a state of gratitude, have a mindset of gratitude. And one thing that I learned from a mentor of mine was write someone's name down. And let's say it's Brooke. Let's say it's Brooke, and let's say I haven't spoken to Brooke in 6 months or a year, or Brooke was a schoolmate of mine. I'm going to write down Brooke's name on a piece of paper, and I'm going to write down five things I am grateful for. Five things I'm grateful for Brooke. I'm grateful for her friendship. I'm grateful for her ability to reach out even when I'm not around. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. Five things. Just write it on a piece of paper and take a picture. Take a picture of that, of what you wrote down, and send that picture to your friend. Send that picture to your cousin. Send that picture to your friend from high school or in college. Send that picture to your coworker. And watch the dramatic approach that happens. Watch what happens when they receive it. Imagine being able to get a text message from a friend of yours that you haven't spoken to a year, or a coworker that you haven't seen in 3 years, or even a family member that you haven't spoken to who lives in a different state in a year, and you just write down 5 things you're grateful for. Imagine how they're going to feel when they receive that message on a text, and it was written.
Next level gratitude right there.
Yeah, right? It was written, and you watch how the relationship just flourishes. You watch how people that you haven't spoken to in months or years, and you just write down 5 things I'm grateful for with Brooke, and the 5 things, and you take a picture of it and you send it to them, and just watch your business grow. Watch your relationships grow. And maybe that's an exercise that somebody here that's listening in can use that approach. I do this all the time. I do this on a weekly basis. And it's not even for the intention of recruiting. It's the intention to just love on people and to show gratitude. And when you're operating on gratitude, you're operating on a high vibration. And so I hope that encourages somebody, and I hope that adds value to your show, Brooke.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. We did an exercise kind of like that back in November. We were talking about messaging 20 people a day, but doing it where all you do is you message them and say what you're grateful for about them.
I love it.
The connections that people made, because, you know, uplines tell people like cold message 20 people a day, and that makes you feel a little icky doing that, you know?
Right.
So, but if you're messaging people and you're just saying what you're grateful for, like we had people saying like, I couldn't stop at 20. I had to keep going. It made me feel so good. And I'm like, that's what business should be all about. Whatever you're doing, you should feel good about what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. And when you do feel good, you do better, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I love that. I love that. You go out and message 20 people. I need to take that to the next level. Well, thank you for having me on the show. And
yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
So you have 4 kids, been married, and you live in Utah.
Yeah.
Right? So what was the ultimate goal that you started with this year, January 1st or whatever, December 31st? For you and your husband, or for you, what was the goal for the end of the year? What was one thing that you want to accomplish this year?
So my big goal is that I want to impact 100,000 people through my company. And that's the thing that we're all working towards. So
100,000 people.
Yeah.
And tell me one thing that if somebody was wanting to go do that, what are you doing to do that?
The biggest thing is, so we have a membership called the Secret Society, and it teaches you everything from A to Z, how to build a network marketing business in an authentic way and using your gifts and talents in order to do that. So that's the easiest way that we're getting in right now.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, thank you for having me on, and let me know if I could be any help to any of your viewers. So
awesome. Yeah. Sounds good. And I'll make sure the links to Instagram and Facebook are in the show notes so people can get in contact.
Okay. Thank you, Brooke. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jed. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
I loved talking with Jed because he just had so many great things to share with us and had so many gold nuggets to share. I know he probably has so many more things that he wants to tell us, and maybe we'll have to have him back on the podcast. But I just am so grateful that we're finding so many people that want to share their story. And if you're someone who you have an amazing story too, and you want to be on our podcast, just reach out to us. You can email us at support@socialtenacity.com. And we'd love to hear from you and to share your story on the Authentic Influencer Podcast as well. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and can't wait to listen on the next episode.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.